We are joined by Sports Radio WNML's own Vince Ferrara. He's a man of many hats and a man of many talents. But right now we're going to focus on the fact that he is the play-by-play voice of the KOC Game of the Week. And Vince, first off, thanks for agreeing to come on after you've already left the building with me and Logan tonight. But second of all, you and me have talked about it. Me and Logan have talked about it on air on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. You've had almost every kind of great matchup you could want throughout the year on the KOC Game of the Week. And it's simply just, I think it's easy to say, it's been an electrifying season this year for the KOC Game of the Week.
It has. And not every year delivers that. You just never know how those games are going to go. Sometimes you have a bunch of blowouts or blowouts for an extended period of time, 5-6 weeks in a row. And then you get them all, you get all the crazy right in a bunch, sometimes in the playoffs, sometimes at the end of the regular season. It's just every year kind of has a different dynamic. And we've been very fortunate because if we haven't had a high-scoring, absolute shootout, we've had a close game that goes down to the wire with controversy. Other games that maybe have been multiple-score wins for one team have still had incredible single-game performances. We've had a 5-sack game. We've had Deshaun Bishop going for over 300 yards in essence, 3 quarters. So we've had every kind of game that you can imagine. Even the last week's low scoring, Bearden comeback win over Cleveland, 14-10, but that was pretty well-played football and with a lot on the line in region play there. So we've had a nice blend, but a ton of entertainment and some incredible individual performances. So it's been fun. I got right out of the gate with that Powell 60-48 win over Anderson County, just to kind of set the tone for what the season would be like for Donald Honey and myself.
Yeah, and a kudos and a tip of the hat to the man who put that schedule together for us, our own John Wilkerson. Phenomenal job putting this KOC Game of the Week schedule together. But Vince, your last 2 weeks, Halls at Central, Bearden at Farragut, major playoff implications on the line in both of those games for all four of those teams. How exciting. I know we can answer Don. We heard kind of that excitement over even back in his voice last Friday, but how excited are you for the last 2 weeks with such important games for the playoffs involving Knox County schools over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's hard to reach Don Mahoney's level of excitement. I mean, when he jokes on the air that he said to me texts with countdowns and game day, let's go, and gifts and all that, he is doing that. He's just so fired up. He just loves football. He's been a part of it for many years, and especially has a soft spot for high school football because there's more of the purity, and a lot of those kids are – that's going to be their experience with football. They're not going to go on and play college and professional football. Certainly he was well aware, did a lot in recruiting through the years too, but he knows that there are a lot of kids that they're doing that for the joy of football and for the learning experience of all the values that football can bring you in your development. So it's awesome. He loves it, and I think we're both very aware of, you know, all that's on the line this week, and we've both been impressed by all these teams that we have left. That'll be our first view of Farragut. Maybe Farragut didn't have the record that maybe some expect or would hope, but Farragut still has a chance to get into the playoffs, and we've seen Farragut teams, we've seen Central teams. There's been teams in this area that maybe you didn't have the best of records going into the regular season, but then you get the right matchups, you can make a run in the postseason. So it definitely is exciting. And, you know, talking to Nick Craney today at Central, it's very interesting with Central because this game matters. If Central was to win this game with Halls, it would assure Central of a home game in the first round of the playoffs. What won't be decided this weekend until the final week is the Class 5A Region 2 Championship, because then that will come down to West and Central, and the winner of that game will be the winner of the region regardless of what Central does, because even if Central takes an L this week and goes to 3-1 with West at 4-0, Central wins that game, they both end up with the same record, and Central has the tiebreaker, so they would win and get that one seed. Here's another thing that's very interesting, guys, and you guys may have touched on it, is that a number of these local regions, whether it's Region 2 in Class 5A with a lot of the local teams, same thing in Region 3, their opposite region for postseason pairing, both of them in 5A, only have five teams. So you're not going to have as stacked and as top-heavy competition for in the playoffs in those regions, because you're going to have somebody that finishes second to last in that region make the playoffs. Like right now, it'd be Tennessee High, who would be the four seed. That's who the winner of Region 2 would play. And then same thing with Region 4, opposite of Powell, Carnes, Oak Ridge, and those teams. You could have a 1-6 Ottawa team getting in to the playoffs to face the one seed, Powell, or I guess it would be Powell, in more than likely in that region. So it's a very unique circumstance of not everybody having the same number of teams in it. So that's another positive for maybe hoping that these local teams do advance more in the postseason.
Moving to 4A, Vince, is Fulton kind of that team that, you know, is a, you know, very young team, didn't have, you know, a whole lot of experience coming back, kind of struggled start of the year, is starting to hit a little bit of a stride? You know, obviously we know Fulton Falcon football, you know, very historic program. Are they kind of a sleeper team in, you know, class, you know, 4A?
Well, I think they could be. The tough part is, Logan, if, as you guys probably laid out, if Fulton gets that four seed.
Greenville, yeah.
They're going to get Greenville in the first round. So that almost won't matter, because that is a different level of dominant force that they would have to go up against. You never rule it out. It'd certainly be on the table, but man, would that be a massive mountain to have to overcome in the first round. Yes. Now, after that, I think you could make a better case for nobody wants to play Fulton. And I imagine there is, from the reputation that you alluded to them getting better at the line of scrimmage. The one thing about Fulton is, can they throw the football enough?
Right.
Because they've got guys that can make plays, run after catch, and then the run at the quarterback position. We've seen a couple of those guys, Rashawn and Marcellus Jackson, both have time, very effective at quarterback. So they got to be able to throw the ball at least a little bit. Rob Black is aware of that. They've been working on it. But, man, as typical, even though if they don't have the huge numbers, they've got the speed and athleticism to where if they get you on the wrong, you get them on your wrong night, and they can make some individual plays. It's a tough first-round matchup, but that's what Fulton will want, is to try to avoid that four seed. I guess that's the case for any of those teams there in Region 2 and 4A.
One more from me, Vince. Into 6A, you saw Cleveland and Bearden last week. You know, Science Hill, they played Powell earlier this year and got ran out of the building. Is that just obviously like normal Maryvilles to lose?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Maryville, you look at the point differential, it's just on a completely different level. You know, they had a few tough games, and obviously, you know, everyone points to the Alcoa game for them, and there's been times where Alcoa's gotten them, but they've just been so dominant. I until maybe the state title semifinals, I don't think there's competition for Maryville there. So I do think that is their region to win, and, you know, it does come down to that game for the region title. But I would expect a Maryville win there, and then obviously a deep run to at least the semifinals, depending on matchups, in the 6A playoffs.
Vince Farrar joining us here with us, of course, again, who wears many different hats for us here at the Sports Animal. Vince, just about 40 seconds or so left. Outside of I know you're going to be focused heavily on the KOC game of the week for the next 2 weeks, but are there any teams with still so much to play for in 6A involving local teams, 5A and 4A and even 3A, as far as who gets in the playoffs and who's home field, who's on the road, where they're ranked? There's a ton still to play for not counting those two games you've got over the next 2 weeks in KSC Game of the Week, any particular team you're really looking at with a lot of interest to see what they do as far as if they can win a region championship or get a home game?
Well, we kind of talked about it. Fulton with Carter in their final region game. Carter's technically in the two spot right now. I mean, there's three teams bunched up there behind Anderson County and Carter, South Dole, and Fulton. So there's a lot, and everyone obviously is going to want that home game there. So there's a ton on the line for those three. And, you know, Gibbs with South Dole is going to be tough, but they're trying to sneak in as well. So that's, to me, the most compelling region in terms of being up in the air. And then in the final week, going to come down to that Bearden-Cleveland game, not for home field, but to, excuse me, Bearden and Farragut game, but in Farragut trying to get in. And then the tough thing is that Cleveland has Hardin Valley in their final region game. So it'll be easier for Cleveland than for Farragut has to deal with, I think, a Bearden team that's getting healthier as the year goes on. So, and we'll get some more of their defensive guys back. So I would start with 4A Region 2 because it's so bunched up with those local teams. And then after that, obviously to 6A Region 2 as well, and always in 5A. You got to keep tabs on Region 2 as well, with those teams trying to position at the top of West Central, like we talked about.
All right, Vince, we appreciate it very much. Can't wait to hear you and Don on the call this week for what should be another great game as Halls will take on Central. But, Vince, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys, keep up the good work. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, that was our own Vince Farrar. We appreciate him taking some time to join us.